share one thought on this great feast day, one of the 12 great feast days of the church. And the only feast day, I better be careful, I always get wrong if I say only, the only feast day of the church that is not, the only great feast day of the church that is not something to do with the life of Christ or the life of his mother directly, you know, in the history. But it is directly in the life of the cross. In the life of the cross, think about this idea. The life of the cross means that when Christ hung on the wood of the cross, somehow he sanctified it, he made it holy, he gave it power, just by touching it, as he does with so many things. You know, we bless, this is why we bless crosses and bless things too. But when he himself hung on it, can you imagine, even like the hymns of the church sing to the cross. I mean, we're singing to the wood of the cross. It's unbelievable. But when we do, we say, you who trembled and, you know, were blessed with such an awesome job to hold the life-giving body of the Savior on your arms. So precious. And so that's why then this whole feast gets instituted, because it's discovered, and it's discovered to have great power. When, you know, the picture lays the dead bodies on the three crosses, and the one is the miraculous body of Christ, the cross of Christ where his body hung, and the man came back to life again. So, this is our feast. But what makes it, you know, so supremely special is the word we hear at the end of this gospel, you know. Well, first we hear the word sacrifice, we hear the word foolishness in the epistle, we hear a lot of words concerning the cross these days, and I especially want to focus on the word sacrifice, because the reason why the wood of the cross has this great power is God allowed himself to be sacrificed for us, and God today is being sacrificed yet continually, over and over, in the unbloody sacrifice of the Holy Liturgy today, in this feast of the Holy Cross. It's a sacrifice which is eternal, you know, it takes us right to the kingdom which is to come. So today, in the school, so you're everyone's welcome to stay, but in the school today, I want to go through the proscomitii, you know, the service that happens before the liturgy, just in case, especially the students have never seen it before, you know, the cutting of the lamb and then the rest of the service. But there's a line in there that comes right out of this gospel. It says, one of the soldiers pierced his side with his spear, and at once there came out blood and water. And he who saw it has borne witness. It's that John, the evangelist. And his witness is true, his testimony is true. And then, see, that's the blood and the water. Then there's an icon, actually, that shows the blood of Christ flowing into the chalice, you know, from the cross. It's a beautiful reality. It's not just an image, it's not just like a... It's a beautiful reality that very blood transforms us, and in the same way transforms all of creation, including the wood of the cross itself. So don't let anybody ever embarrass you, students. Don't let anybody ever get you thinking that it's not important. Make your cross, you know? Make the sign of the cross anywhere, anytime, in front of anyone. Okay? Don't be embarrassed by that. Because this is a little tiny sacrifice compared to the sacrifice that God, who became man, gave to us today. That's the word I wanted to share with you, the word sacrifice. So we're going to focus on that word today in our teaching. The reason we have priests, the reason why the Orthodox Church has priests, my father, Larry, and I are priests, not just pastors, not just ministers, not just whatever else, reverends, you know, they call them, teachers. The reason we have priests, the number one reason, is because we know that this is truly a sacrifice. What we're doing in an unbloody manner, participating in the bloody sacrifice of Christ on the cross in an unbloody way with bread and wine. But you need a priest, just like in the Old Testament, to make that sacrifice. This is the priest, the high priesthood of Christ, that we, you know, are awed to share. And we're like, you know, St. John Chrysostom says the angels look at us. Can you imagine this? They look at the one serving, who's touching the body of Christ. Touching the body of Christ. And the angels look like this, because they can't touch anything. They have no bodies, they're spirits. They can gaze and wonder, they can adore, they can worship it, but they can't touch. So you not only touch it, right? You receive it into your body. The sacrifice and glorify. We have to add that part. Because that's why I see all the flowers, see all the beautiful fragrance that we have today on the feast. The sacrifice and glorified, resurrected, ascended, and glorified body and blood of Christ. Okay? That's why when you receive it, it's the greatest of blessings. Because it's happening today. On this feast, we live to see another one. On this feast, for you. 2,000 years ago, some odd years ago, he did it for all the world. But now today, because you choose to honor his cross, to glorify his holy crucifixion and resurrection and ascension, right? He will honor you today with the same sacrifice. He will give you that sacrifice in your body and blood today, in your members today, in your body. What do you think of that? This is a true sacrifice. This is why we take it very seriously and why we don't just say, you know, any old pastor can do it, because no other churches, you know, all the other churches, they don't teach this. They teach, oh, it's just like remembering. We're just like remembering something that happened, you know? Like, we reenact it. We don't reenact it. We participate in it. It is the same crucifixion that Christ had 2,000 years ago. Do you believe this? Because you know why? The world hates it. The enemy, the devil, hates it. He's always going to say, that's foolish. God dying on the cross, foolishness, foolishness. It's a stumbling block, and it's a foolishness. And people will actually get angry with you about it. They'll get upset. You know? Who cares? Would you rather be on their team or on the team of the sacrificed, crucified God who became man, who's living forever and wants you with him? I think that's an easy choice, right? Whose team do we want to be on? We want to be on Christ's team. Even if he goes through this, and even if we have to go through something, whatever it is in our life, it's like a teeny sacrifice, right? For the sake of real life, true life. Exalted life. So as we exalt, today we call it the exaltation. You know, the cross was raised on high by the picture, and it was brought back into Jerusalem, and all the people fell on their faces and cried, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Because the Holy Cross was back after it had been stolen, you know, by the Persians. So as we exalt the cross today, like in our lives, let's exalt our lives. Let's exalt our holiness, our bodies, our spirits, you know? Let's make this feast like the beginning of a new sort of higher way of living. Okay? Okay. It means something, you know? So we'll talk a lot about the cross today. But I want you to get the idea, as you're receiving the holy mysteries today, what's happening? This is really the sacrifice. Body of Christ that you receive. Okay? Amen.